Hey, it's Michael Kerr here. You're listening to Humor at Work. So here's some random ideas and thoughts on the very important topic of workplace health and wellness. Did you know companies in North America spend, on average, 80 times more, 80 times more, treating health-related symptoms rather than on the source of health problems? Is your organization being reactive or proactive when it comes to workplace health and wellness? According to a study reported in the Journal of Consumer Research, just including the word fun in self-control goals, such as shedding a few pounds or exercising more, increases the likelihood of us demonstrating self-control. A study conducted of 800 Hewlett-Packard employees found that employees who worked in brighter, more open office environments had lower blood pressure and 50% lower stress levels. A study by C.C. Moran found that exposure to just a four-minute humorous film leads to a significant reduction in anxiety. Another study found that watching 20 minutes of comedy led to a greater reduction in anxiety levels and an equal boost in positive emotions as 20 minutes on a treadmill. So start laughing at the people working out at your gym, I suppose. A study in the Journal of Workplace Health Management found that 50% of Taiwanese workplaces have an official dog-in-residence program, and those workplaces with the dogs had lower levels of stress. And research from Oxford University found that a good belly laugh creates the same stress-inducing opiates similar to what long-distance runners experience. They also found that when elite rowers exercise together as a team, their tolerance for pain increased. Making it a fun team approach at work might, therefore, substantially improve your odds of success with any of your health and wellness initiatives. And my fun at work tip, we're coming up to St. Patrick's Day, so here's a few ways to celebrate St. Patrick's Day at work. Award a prize for the greenest employee or customer, both literally, you know, for wearing green, and or metaphorically for their environmentally friendly practices. What a great way of combining, you know, two different things. Offer a prize for the best Irish accent. Hold a St. Patrick's Day themed breakfast or lunch. Hold a St. Patrick's Day trivia contest. Assign everyone their alter ego leprechaun names. There are two you can Google, leprechaun names generator or St. Patty's name generator to come up with your alter ego St. Patrick's Day names. And my quote of the week, speaking of St. Patrick's Day, an old Irish proverb, a good laugh and a long sleep are the two best cures. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, a simple way to keep your sense of humor during your rush hour commute is to start a file of the funny bumper stickers you see. Here's a few wacky ones to get you started. I haven't lost my mind. It's backed up on a disc somewhere. You're just jealous because the voices are talking to me. If at first you do succeed, try not to look astonished. Honk if you are just a honker. Warning, dates in calendar are closer than they appear. And he who laughs last thinks slowest. Well, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr from HumorAtWork.com, reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.